Amid Beis on the very bottom. Abai asked Rav a question. And what happens? Okay, we know if they're doing Yom Tov, you buried someone, so after. Yeah, that's what you said. Okay. So basically, Abai asked Rav a question. We know that if somebody passes away and gets buried in Yom Tov, you don't start your yeshiva till after Yom Tov. What about the Shleishim? Can the Shleishim start from now? So after Yom Tov, let's say 4 days into Yom Tov, then the Shleishim, you take 4 days off? Or do we say that, no, Shleishim starts the same time as Shiva starts? So Rava says, Shleishim starts the same time as Shiva. So we brought one Braisa that seems to be saying differently, and they want to answer it. So up to, the Braisa was talking about that if you bury somebody 2 days before Yom Tov, so you have 2 days of Shiva before Yom Tov, and then you need, because this Braisa holds like our Mishnah, that you need a minimum of 3 days of Shiva before you can say that the Yom Tov cancels it. Because the Iker, as the Rashi said, the Iker Avelis is the first 3 days. And the balance is done after Yom Tov. And then the Braisa makes it different. It doesn't get cancelled. You need 3 days. Only 2 days went by, according to this opinion. But then the Braisa says, what about regarding, and the Braisa is interesting regarding Shiva. There's two parts of Shiva. What you, the Oval, has to follow, and then what the other people have to do to you. What the other people have to do to you, they could continue doing it on Yom Tov. So therefore, for them, their Shiva ends a lot earlier. What do they do to you? Hamokim Menachem. Yes. So the Gemara says that you don't have to use necessarily those words, but they have to come over and console you. And when they come and console you, therefore, they're a Yaitzah. So let's say it's 4 days left to Yom Tov. They did 4 days of consoling. So in the Shiva, they only have to do 3 days of consoling, and that's it. No longer they have to come in and console you. That's as far as they're concerned. That's called Rabbi Misaskim Lev. But you have to continue doing the whole thing. That's what he says. Okay, let's go to the next Braisa. I'll ask you another question. It says in the Braisa, Regel oile loile minyan shloshim. It says that Yom Tov is included in the minyan of shloshim. Ketzad, what do you mean? Which case? Kavri betchilas haregel. You bury somebody in the beginning of Yom Tov. So since you didn't sit Shiva at all before Yom Tov, meine Shiva ach regel, you count the 7 days after Yom Tov. But the melachtei nasis idea chedim, we're very lenient. We're very lenient here because, in a certain sense, you already did part of the Shiva, the whole days, all the days of Yom Tov. So we're lenient and we'll relax the laws that others can do work for you afterwards. The avada v'shiv chaysav oisin betzina betay beisa, and your amazing service can work in your house discreetly because you're it's like a second Shiva. The ain rabbim is asking boy, and also as far as concerned the rabbim, they don't no longer have to console you because they already did a Yom Tov. Shikvani's asku boy v'regel, they already did it on Yom Tov. They already did the nechumim. But then the Braisa continues, V'regel oileloi, and these days of Yom Tov count. Count for what? Not for Shiva, because we got to say for Shiva. Must be for Shleishim. It's a Kasha Rava. Rava said that the regel, that the Shleishim starts counting the same time as the Shiva. It's clear here that the Shleishim starts counting from when you, from Yom Tov, whenever you find out, because we're already starting to do in Yonim of Shleishim. Tiyufta Taka Rava has been repudiated. Rashi. Right, parallel to the Gemara, be Yemrishin, Sheregel, be Kashel Rav, Shekvarn is Asku, Beregel, Kol, Shiva, all 7 days. I'll get back to the Gemara. He said, even if you're buried in Yom Tov, now what? That the days of Yom Tov are included in the Shloshim. Shiva starts after Yom Tov, but Shleishim starts straight away. Chen oidi le-Rabbi Lozer le-Rapados, so too paskin Rabbi Lozer le-Rapados b'rei, I feel the kovre b'regel, even if you're buried in Yom Tov. Rashi, I feel the kovre b'regel, regel oile le-minyan Shleishim, v'loim le-boye kovre kovre b'regel. You don't have to mention if you're buried before Yom Tov, surely the Shleishim included. Torah Bami learned in another Braise, now this is the Braise which changes everything around. Kfiyas Hamita was the most symbolic thing of Avelis. You turned your bed over, Shloisha Yamim, for 3 days, Kedem Aregel before Yom Tov, according to this opinion, like our mission, you need 3 days. Einu Tzorich Vais Acheregel, then Yom Tov comes in and cancels it. Tivrei Rabbi Eliezer. Vachachamim say, Afilu Yom Echod, Afilu Shoachas. Even 1 day, even 1 hour, you sat Shiva before Yom Tov, comes Yom Tov and cancels the whole thing. Omar Rabbi Lozer, but Rabbi Shimon, Hain, Divrei Beishamai, Hain, Divrei Beiselizer, where the Shadrach of the Hill. Beishamai says, Shloisha Yomi, Beishamai says, 3 days. So our Mishnah seems to be following Beishamai and the Braise, all the Braise until now. However, Beiselizer, 1 day. So So it's Takapella that our Mishnah should follow Beshamer's opinion rather than Bishil. Unless Rabbi didn't know that. Didn't know the Braisa. Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav Chiba Rabba, Rabbi Yechanan, but I'm not going to say Omar Rav Yechanan, Rav Chiba Rabba, Rav Huna. And Rabbi Yechanan himself says, Afilu Yemecha Vishorecha. And Tez is bothered how Rabbi Yechanan not Paschal Stam Mishnah. Maybe because this Braisa is not just Stam giving an opinion. Braisa is telling you that the opinion of the Stam Mishnah is Beshamer. And therefore, Rabbi Yechanan in this case didn't Paschal like Mishnah. He Paschal that Afilu Shorecha, Yemecha, Yemecha Shorecha. Maybe that's why. Rava disagreed. He says, Halacha ketana didan. Halacha like our Mishnah who says that 3 days. Damash Shloisha says 3 days. But we paskin shoyacha. Ravina ikla l'sura de paras. Ravina once came, it was by the sura. Amale rav chaviva le ravina hilchasamai. Rav chizah ravina, tell me what's the halacha like, the Mishnah of the Braisa, 3 days or an hour. Even 1 day, even 1 hour. Like loizu avzu. Okay, Rashi. Afilu kovre tana dinon. Hainu tana de masnisa, the tana b'mishna, or the earlier Braisa. Okay, back to the Gemara. Yossi. Well, an interesting taste on top of the page there. If you want to, we have a little bit of time. Top taste on the page. We say Shekhvan is askabay beregel, buried in the middle of Yom Tov. You don't have to, the Shloshim already are taken up during Yom Tov because you're doing certain things. And also the Rabbim already are taken care of. And even regarding Shiva, the Rabbim don't have to do as much as they do during Shiva because they did part of it in Yom Tov. What are we talking about? What did they do in Yom Tov? So we learned the Pashas, like Rashi says, Nicham Avelim, says Tesis, Tanchumin. So they were already doing the Tanchumin, Ubracha, and Beshura. Because after Levaya, you have a row, and they did the bracha, they did all that already. So therefore, the Shiva kicked in for the Rabbim in Chalamayt, or Yom Tov. And so they take that off, reduce that from the other end on Shiva. Harit, the Pidush L'inyan Havra. The Rit says, it's talking about something else altogether. It's the meal that you prepare for the oven. That meal is called a Sudas Havra. And Choylik al-Maghzir Mevitri, argues on Rashi's main Talmud of Simcha Machzim of Vitri, she pidush b'shem Rashi, shahaya oimer, Rashi holds, she ain oisin havra beregel. Rashi holds that you don't do a sudas havra on Yom Tov at all. You don't do havra at all on Yom Tov. That's the meal, the first meal, all the meals of the first day machlekes, it has to come from other people, not from the oval himself. So Rashi on the Yom Tov doesn't count. But this other opinion says, no, on Yom Tov you do it as well, and therefore you yaitzah the Havra. And so therefore, it's as if Shiva started for everybody else. Who does Havra? Other people, outsiders. And these outsiders already did it in the first day. So for them, Shiva started Yom Tov. So they take off their relationship from Yom Tov. Since there's no Avelis in Yom Tov, why should we have Havra? That's what Machzviti says. And according to Rashi, since you don't do Havra in Chalamoy, you don't neither do it during Shiva. Why? What's the point then? Since the first meal was already cancelled, Peter the Mesapkele Rashi. Rashi wasn't sure. Rashi wasn't sure, says Tesis, is Sudas Havra a din in the Oval or is it a din in the Rabbim? Because we said Rabbim start on Yom Tov, the Oval starts on Mitzvah Yom Tov. What's Havra? The Shema Havra ain't Iski Rabbim. It's not everybody, only one person do it. Okay, so in other words, we read the question: who's the mitzvah Avron? Is it on the oval that he has to have this kind of meal, or on the?
If he starts on the Rabbim, so that means that when he starts his shiva after Yom Tov, he doesn't need the sudas Avron.
Because according to the Tesis, they already did it
during Yom Tov.
During Cholamoy, so there, and that's shiva. That kicks off the shiva.
So therefore, theoretically, on that basis, if you say that all these things happen Yom Tov, so you got 7 days of Yom Tov. Let's assume it was the first day.
They do no, as far as I'm concerned, no shiva.
Nothing.
But you have to still sit and do everything else, yeah. Now, another machleket teizah brings, just an interesting thing, this sudas havra that we talk about, Pidush lekamon, later on we are going to say that kol yom rishon osel lach mishlais, not the first meal, it's everything that he eats the first day should not be his own food, others should make it for him. Afilo echo shtei pam yom. It's not a din in the meal, it's a din in the day. The expression always is Yom Rishon Havra. That's the taste of the opinion here. We'll see later, Machlekes. Interesting. Okay, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Yosef Labchi Barabba, Labchi Barabba sat with Labbi Rabbi Chanavcha, Akila Rabbi Chanavcha Ben Elazar in the front room of Rabbi Chanavcha Ben Elazar's house. Nothing milsa mibinayu, a discussion arose, mibinayin la avei l'shiva. We had yesterday, how do you know that shloshim from Nazir? But we didn't know the concept of Shiva 7 days. It says in the Pasuk, the Navi says to them, "Bafachti chagechem le'evil. I'm going to transform you because you misbehave. I'm going to transform your yom tevim to sadness, to mourning, your songs into lamentations, and blah blah blah. Ma chag Shiva af aveilu Shiva. And just like yom tev is 7 days. Even though Sukkot is 8, but Shemina Tzed is a separate Yom Tov, so therefore also Aveil is 7 days. Freddy Gemara, what's Shavuos? Shavuos is only one day. How do you know they compare it to Sukkot and Pesach, which is 7 days? And we have a rule to fast a little bit. To fast, it shouldn't be forget Tafkis compared to Shavuos 1 day. The Eimah Tzed is the Chad Yemer. Let's compare to Shavuos. Let's make Aveil is only 1 day. And in fact, there's many of the Shem that hold that Aveil is Yom Rishon is the Raisa, and the rest of Aveil is the Rabbanon. That Aveil is Yom Rishon is the Raisa.
What would it be compared to Yom Tov anyway?
Okay, so the Pasuk said, that I'm going to, you guys are misbehaving. What I'm going to do, that all your Yom Tevim, I'm going to turn them into Avelis. In other words, if you're comparing it, Chagech, you have a Breda, which Chag? Yeah, definitely the last Sigdei Rabban, yeah. Because we take use Shavuos for another drasha, and this is where it all starts from, the concept of a Shmur Rechaika. If you did not hear about a particular misa until a long time after it happened, we'll soon see Shmur Rechaika means 30 days after 30 days. If you didn't hear about it till after 30 days, then your Avelis is only 1 day. And if you know you missed the Yom Kulei, 1 minute or 5 minutes, whatever it is, short time. So we sometimes compare it to Shavuos and sometimes compare it to Pesach and Sukkot. When it's a normal Avelis, it's Pesach and Sukkot. When it's a Shmur Rechaika, that's Shmur Rechaika. Shmur Rechaika, it's like Shavuos. Ahum by the Shlokim, you didn't see him. And now you Shmur Rechaika, Shmur, you heard after 30 days, Shein and Nehegis. One day, the Chibet says, Vafachti Chageichem Le'evel. I'm transforming your Yom Tov to Avelis. The Ashkan, I said, Adigil Chad Yemen. We talk about Chag of 1 day. That's how we know Shmur Rechaika. Rashi. No Rashi. Fight the Gemara. Tell them what we learned. Shmua Kreva. You heard within 30 days, no matter if a week later, 2 weeks later, no
Heges. Who decided that?
Logic. How can it be that a Shmua Rechaika should be the
understand,
good? So that's logic.
Shmua Rechaika should be less, but I'm saying it's based on this guy, so why can't we say someone else?
The whole thing's a smachta anyway.
But why can't we say that someone else learns
what?
That the Shiva is only 1 day. Reb Shaka chooses it for
and what do you do with Sukkot and Pesach? Okay. Holding the Rabban anyway, so it's not really a question. I mean, even the Rabban, you have to find some kind of a smach. Rabban don't like to make things that have no basis whatsoever. So they, what we learn? Shmur Kreva no Hege Shiva. Shmur Kreva is 7 days. Ushloishim and 30, and the Yevshiva Ushloishim. Two sets of Avelis. Aber Shmur Chayke ein Hege Zayim Echad. Eizo hi kreve ve eizo chayke. What's the definition of a shmur kreve? What's the definition of a shmur chayke? Kreve is betoich shloishim within 30 days. And the chayke is la'acha shloishim. Give it a kiva. Kiva holds that everyone. It makes no difference who it's for. After shloishim, the is only 1 day. Comes along the chachamim, they say name. Acha shmur kreve. Acha shmur chayke. They say always la'hege shivu shloishim. And lav dafke, they use the smach over here.
So which is the thing that
So they don't learn for Shavuos at all. Because maybe they'll say two Yom Tovim versus one. So which one should you have two? You have three Yom Tovim. Two are 7 days and one is 1 day. No, you have to learn from one of them. Which one should you learn from? Pashas derive. So seven. I mean, that's how they learn Pashas. L'cheda. Omar Rabba Baba Chana B'yechna. Says Rabba Chana
B'yechna.
Either way. L'chageichem, plural.
You're having a laugh
at
my expense,
aren't
you?
Oh, yeah,
you're going to be
No, Avelis, that's right. Yeah. He's a Hasidic for years, you know. So we just say, wherever the seven is 30. No, there's no seven, no 30.
Wait till I catch you on
something. I take it as well as I
give. Oh, that's the next line. Kol mokim sha'ata moitzi yochin meiko v'rabim machim. Whenever there's an argument in yochin and rabim, generally the halacha is like who? Like the Rabbi. He used the expression of the Yochid is a maker of the Rabbi Machmen. It makes no difference, that Taisa says. Even if the Yochid is Machmen, the Rabbi Machmen, you always follow the Rabbi. Halokim, Chutz Mezu, here we pass Rabbi Akiva. Sha'af api, Rabbi Akiva, Mekel, he says, Shmur Rechaike, there's no Shiva, and Shloishim, only 1 day. Vechachami Machmidin, Halokik Rabbi Akiva. Halokik is like Rabbi Akiva. The Omar Shmur, because Shmur says, Halokik Divra Mekel Be'evil. or bra oval. La loch like I make them. The big machlek is if it's only by tanaim, machlek is tanaim, or machlek is amaraim, or a machlek is goinim, or a machlek is ashenim. No, 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 no. He's not quoting Shmuel here.
No, it's actually two members here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Together two things. One is the opposite of Rabbi. Because this is Avelis.
Yeah.
Therefore, we go according to the Yachim.
Yep. Rashi. No, Rashi. Writing more. Rabbi Chanin. Rabbi Chanin. We have the same rule as Alochi Rebbe Meiko by Eilevin. And you have the same Machlek as Rebbe Eilevin as well. You have, is it only machlekes tanoim that we say halacha meikol amaroim goinim rishainim gedoyle achreinim achreinim, and someone to say since that goof is a machlekes halacha divan meikol, so we're meikol that as well. So it's a never ending story. Okay. Said the writer Rabchina, actually Rabchina once came to Mashmua. He once heard Shmua the avur that his father passed away. Mid beichuzoi, heard the beichuzoi, but it was late. It happened a long time after he passed away. Also, the Kamed Rav Chiva and Rav Chizda, Amalei Shmur Chayke, Ein Nehegi Mechad. No, we passed on Rav Chiva. Shmur Chayke only one day. Rav Nosson Barami, also Le Shmur the Ime. He heard that his mother passed away in Bechazoi. Also, the Kamed, he came, but after a long time after it happened, he went to Rav. He came for Rav. Amalei Hari Amru. We just didn't hear. We said Shmur Chayke, Ein Nehegi Mechad Bavad. We passed on like Rav Chiva. Says Gemara Eitzel. Ask a question. There are seven people that is a mitzvah to go to the burial and to mourn for them. All those seven that it talks about a kohen hedyet is a mitzvah that you have a mitzvah to bury them and to be a oval for them. A father, a mother, a brother, a sister, a son, and a daughter, and a wife. So he's like this. A mad woman. When do we say that there's no longer shiva v'shloishim bechamisha meisim mitzvah? The other five, the siblings or the children or the wife. Avol al oviv al imoy. When it comes to the two primary ones, your parents, shiva v'shloishim. Even a shmur chayke, there's no difference. Whenever you hear about it, you got to sit on shiva. You got to sit on shloishim. So what do we do? Do we follow this psak or not? Amalei. This is what he asked Rav. So my question, of course, I heard. No, he said he asked Rav Shaila, my mother. So I said shiva shleishim. Rav said, didn't you hear? Don't you know the rule that we're be pasuk Rav Akiva that shmur chayke no shiva shleishim? So he said, yeah, but there's another brayse that says that when it comes to father and mother, we don't follow that rule of shmur chayke. I want to know what's the halacha. Amalei, he said to him, yech. Now this is a fascinating gemara because yechidahi. This opinion, this brayse is a lone opinion, and therefore we don't follow it about the by the parents. Yeah. Yeah, no, but even though Shmur Chayke, no, Shmur Chayke that you sit, Shiva Vishleishin, we don't follow that, because that's a Dasi Chidah. Yeah. Who is the author of this Dasi Chidah? The Tanya, we learned in a Braise, Maise, this once happened, Vameis Aviv Sharab Tzadik Beginzik, Vahaydiyu La'acha Sholoshanim, 3 years later, they kept it from him that his father passed away. It always says that there's no dinim in Shas for Elisha ben Avu except the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Here's a halacha. This is a halacha right here. And interesting, v'zkeinim she'ima. He wasn't alone. He had all these zkeinim with him. That means he was then, you would think he wasn't a young guy, because then why would all these zkeinim be with him? He must have been a Rosh Yeshiva and an older person, all these zkeinim. So when did this whole story of Elisha ben Avu happen then? Because the way the
algorithm wasn't offered.
Yeah, based on who I mean, that's chayis. Yeah, what is it? Because they don't know what to say. Who is saying it? Okay. Right. Be very interested to look it up. Now I know Yaakov Emden says, okay, I told you it was chayis. But Omru, they said Nohig Shiva Vishloshim. They said that there is Shiva and there is Shloshim. The Pasha is the same one. Yeah. Couldn't have been, that's right. Just 1 second. Efshatre Elisha Havel. I'm quoting him, quoting Yaakov Emden. He doesn't say the true Elisha Havel. He has no basis for it, but because it bothered him. And he says, and his Rai is from Rab Tzadik. Yeah, exactly what you just said. is raiz, because if it's the same Rav Tzadik, so why couldn't it be two Rav Tzadiks? Two Elisha Ravus, to have the guy's name and his father's name to be two different people, that's very easy to say. To have just a single name, Tzadik, no, it must be some. It can't be somebody else, it has to be the same one. Yeah. It's very schwach. Nobody's going to bother him. How come he passing from everything else? To say that Absadik must be the same. But Elisha Ben Avu, two names. Elisha, the son of Avu, is it somebody else? It passes all the way around. By the way, the Ein Zeh Chidush Yishnaim Shmeseim Gam Shemes Oseim Shavim. But then he brings, and Gemara Nazin, the Gersa there, it says Rabbi Yeshua Ben Elisha. But that's not the same thing here. Anyway, Shvach. Nobody bothered him, and he this is what he comes up with. Maybe I'm trying to look it up, see what others say. Says
Gemara Vayte. No, not that the guy Paskin's in the same word. That's all.
No, it says that he said that the Gersa, the name, the same thing, Dash Chedohi.
Yeshua.
Yeah, it says that Elisha, but with different Gersa, what do you call it?
Sure, that's what he thinks of someone else.
No, it's a different name altogether there. It's a different name. Yeah. Same and the same. Anyway, okay, right there. I'm looking right here. Ben Chananel has the same gear as Elisha ben Avu right here. The Yichidoi call me Elisha ben Avu of the Hey Skenim Shahimai. He adds another thing. The Hey Skenim. Who are the five Skenim? Pash the same Elisha ben Avu. Okay. Who did he scan him? Why did he get murdered? The he scan him, Elisha, but who was a maze Rebbe? So he'd be in times of a kiva. Times of a kiva, the he, who's the he scan him? The famous he scan him. Who are these he? And whoever they were big. They were big Tanoim. Very interesting. Okay. Weiter. So that's yichida. Makes no difference who you are, the parents or not the parents. However, there will be a difference, by the way, in halacha. If it's the parents, we do have shloshim. Shmur d'chayke, you do have shloshim. At least for the haircuts and all that. There is a difference between parents and halacha. In other words, we too are influenced by this das yichida, Elisha ben Avu, in halacha. Because Beit Poshim and Rabbi Akiva, no difference. No shiva, no shloshim, nothing. Fighting mother. When the son of Rabbi Chiya died in Goyle, Yoshev Olav Shiva Vishloshim. They sat Shiva Vishloshim. They did sit Shiva Vishloshim. No, it sounded like they followed Elisha ben Avu. Not like Rabbi Kiva. Says the. But it's not like Chachamim. Because Rabbi Kiva said only father and mother. Here was the son of Rabbi Achia, and they sat Shiva Vishloshim like Chachamim. It's not so. Rav Bar Achva and Rav Chiya. L'chayding more. I understand right now that Achia and Rav Chiya is the same person. L'chayding Rav was a nephew of Rav Chiya, aside from his father, aside his mother. His father and mother were sort of. They both were a brother and a sister of Rav Chiya. The father was a brother of Rav Chiya on the father's side, and the mother was a sister of Rav Chiya on the mother's side. So. The Bar Achte de Rav Chiya. He was a nephew of Rav Chiya on both sides. Rashi, how's his work? Make no difference. Rabbi Acha Mekfari Nosel Leah. Rabbi Acha Mekfari married a woman called Leah, a holy man of Avoy, and had a son called Avoy, who was Rav's father. Avoy. Mesa, then the wife died, the Nosel Rachel, and he married a woman called Rachel, the law Bas Meish Acher, and had a daughter from another man. So Rachel now had, and then had a Bechia. It was, because her mother, he married another woman who already had a girl.
Sure,
Amoy, her name is Amoy. And then then this mother had a son called Chia. So Chia will be a blood a brother of Amoy and a brother of Avoy. Well, men and Nerdel Abchia. And from that union, Abchia was born. Vinosa Avoy Habas. So Avoy married the it was not related to Avoy, but Bechia was right in between. And Rav was born from that union. Obviously, he's a very chashuv mishpacha. Benimtza Rav bar Avoy bar Achva de Rav Chiya ma'avu bar Achte mi'im his mother's side. Says the Gemara, so Kisalu Hasan, when I went up to Hezisrol, Rashi Dab, is your father alive? So Rashi says, we don't have time to learn all that. So just Rashi. Is your father alive? The question mark. On Malays, his father passed away. He didn't want to say the bad news to him. So he said, did you ask if my mother's alive? What asked me straight to my father? It's your sister also. She's not important to you. Rashi, Belashon She'iluhu. Question, go ahead, I love you. Shalalimi. Shaviyachais, close to your sister. Why don't you ask me on that? Amalei says, you're right. Nu, Ema Kayemis is my sister. Ema alive, your mother alive. Amalei, Abba Kayem, but answer you about my father, or jump into my mother. So Rabbi understood already what he didn't want to answer the question. Amalei, so Rabbi understood. Amalei, Rabbi says, Shmait is Gabbai. So it's a Shmur Chayka. Chaloitz li menali, remove my shoe. Got to do something Avedlis in public. Behoilich acherai kli lebeis amerchit. Take all my things with me to the beis amerchit. And I'm going to take a bath. I mean, what do you think about? If you're an Ovo, what do you take a bath for? Is that Raya? His Holovelos was 1 minute. It was 5 minutes, an hour, whatever it was. Shmamina class, 3 dinner from me. Shmamina, first of all, Ovo, Osa, Bin, Ilas, Asan. Ushmamina, wear shoes. Ushmamina, Shmura, Chayke, Enehag, Mechad. But you don't know from here regarding a father and mother. All you know from here is regarding a brother and a sister that we follow Rabbi Akiva. But maybe that Braisa, Dasi, Chido is still right. You don't know that from here. Ushmamina, Mitzah, Yanke, Kulai. That even this one day, it doesn't mean a Yamech, it can be a Shoyach, Rashi. I didn't answer yet about my father. And so what's going on? The Yesh Rashi brings an interesting thing that others learn a different pshat altogether. Others learn that it was calmly. It was not questions. It was statements. He said, "Is your father alive?" "See, my mother's alive." "So your mother's alive?" "My father's alive." So you understood from that. But Rashi can't be lying. Even though you want to be respectful and you don't want to say bad news, you want to give him sochi, not to be a bearer of bad news, even though it's true, but not to lie. That's Rashi. I find it hard to believe that I would lie at all. The famous Gemara Yavam is there when his wife used to lie, used to make him a hard time. He asked for peas, she gave him potato, not potato, whatever, not some other vegetable. She asked other vegetable, gave him this. So once he asked the son, he's in shul, he said, tell your mother to prepare for me the meal. And whatever he asked for, she always did the opposite. So the son went, and he was smart. So the young boy went to the mother and told her mother, the father wants the other vegetable, the one that he didn't choose. So what did the mother make? The opposite. So Rav comes home. Wow. He turns to his son and says, your mother became a nice woman all of a sudden. What happened? She's asking me. So the son was very proud of himself. He told his father what he did. So Rav screamed at him. First of all, Rav said, why didn't I think of it myself? And then he said to his son, even for Shalom Bayis, he's not allowed to lie. So Rav was a person that he wouldn't lie. How would he lie over here? Even for Shalom Bayis. The Ben Chananel has another pshat. He says that Eivoi means my. He says Abba v'Ima. So he's saying that he's not talking. Rabbi was asking about his own father and his own mother, and Rav was answering about his own father and his own mother. And from this Gemara is a raya to the question to Shoyel Dasi Chida. The Dasi Chida said for your own parents, you still sit Shiva v'Shloishim in Nosh Moruchayke. Here's a story about Rabchia's parents. Rabchia came from Bavel. So Rabchia's parents, they were in Bavel. So Rav visited Rabchia. Rabchia said, no, is my father alive? So Rav answered him, my father is still alive. And Rabchia said, is my mother alive? And I said, my mother. So Rabchia understood already, he doesn't want to talk about his parents. So Rabchia sat and went and did Avelis for 1 hour. Ah, so now it's a raya that your own parents still, you don't do Shiva v'Shloishim for Shmur Chayke. Rashi chalos nali this abba alachir chaysay. Ha'ida kelachir b'mechad. The lamed halach teaching is kamish. Ain shmur chayke laachir shloishin hegis elu yemechad umitzal yankir kulai. And you have to do something b'frehesia, some kind of avedah b'frehesia. Turn the bed over, take your shoes off, and so on. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Ravin shama shmua. Interesting shaila. Shama shmua kreve beregel. What happened? The 30th day was on Yom Tov l'matzayi haregel, and immediately after Yom Tov it becomes 31. What happens? In Nasa the Cheke. What happens now? Do we say that since when you heard about it, it was Shmuel Kreve, and therefore comes Matzah Yom Tov, you got to fizik Shiva and Shloshim? Or do we say Lepoil, but as soon as you're able to sit Shiva, it's ready to Cheke? So there, no, it's when is the Chalais? Is the Chalais when you heard about it, or the Chalais is when you're able to perform it? That we already said.
What's the Shmuel Chukah in the regal? So when are you hearing it?
You heard your father passed away in the last day of Yom Tov. Last day of Yom Tov. Somebody heard his father passed away on Yom Tov.
He was on the last day until his father passed away so far away.
29 days ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the day you heard about it was still within the Kareva. So the Shail is the Chiv starts then, even though you cannot do it till tomorrow. Is that Pshat? Or the Pshat is no, the Chiv doesn't start till when you're able to do it, and therefore it's a Rechek. That's a Shail. So he kapaskins. He says that no, you only have it's a Rechekah and you only have it one day. Rashi. The Yom Tov is considered to finish the 30 days that you didn't hear about it. The Yom Tov, the rest of the Yom Tov completes the 30 days you didn't hear about it, and the first day that you're able to prava avelis, it's
Rechaika. So if you say it's Yom Tov, so why what's the difference
between the 29th and the 25th? What do you mean? No, you're the first day Yom Tov. It makes no difference with the Yom Tov. I'm just giving you a muscle. You're the Yom Tov, the 23rd day.
Oh, okay. So it's
make no difference. That's right. Big Machlek is in Golia, Yom Shem Shem Golia is what happens then. If you start Shiva then, if you don't start Shiva then, and so on and so forth. Okay. Says the Gemara right. It's interesting. So in other words, it comes out from here that Avelis only starts when you're able to start the Avelis. And at that stage, it's ready to chayke. It's a chayke. So the Gemara right. Korea in a Korea. When it's a Shmur chayke, we say you got to sit for 5 minutes. But do you have to rise Korea or not? Rabmani Omar in a Korea.
Before he just took his shoes off.
Sorry?
The story before he just
took his shoes off. Yeah, so that's my question. Yeah, you're right, you just took your shoes off. And the question, do you do Kriya or not? So Rabban, he says, since you don't sit Shiva properly, ain't a Kriya. Now, Chanin Lama, you still do Kriya. Since you sit Shiva for 5 minutes, you still do Kriya. Om the Rabban, Chanin, Abish, Lema, did that mean ain't a Kriya? I say you don't do Kriya, Hainu, Dulay, Kavay, Shiva. Makes sense. There's no Shiva, there's no Kriya. Alidav, Dama, Kriya, Kriya, Shiva, La Shimika. Where do you find Kriya if you don't sit Shiva? Rashi. It's not really proper Shiva. Makes sense. You totally one another. Let him invite. Learn. Isay avuah de Rabzeira. Isay the father of Zeira. But I'm the other say achvah de Rabzeira, the brother of Zeira. Come. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. But the base must be. That's a mistake. Oh, it says v'hatani. But Tony, we learn not a braisa, right? Isay avur the Rab Zeda. Isay was the father of Rab Zeda. But I'm the others say that he was actually the achva the Rab Zeda. That Isay was the brother of Rab Zeda. Had a discussion. Kamei the Rab Zeda. So it makes lechayda more of the brother rather than the father. Misha ain lecholuk lekroya. What happens if you don't have a shirt to tear kriya? Then is damin lebetech shiva. The first instant of shiva, you didn't have a shirt to tear kriya. But then later you had one. Do you tear kriya in the middle of shiva, or do you say fafal and you miss your chance? Korea, you still do kriya. What about la'acha shiva? Once shiva expired and then you were able, I'm not sure exactly how that means. You had nothing, you were bare for 7 days. La'acha shiva, ain't a kriya, it's too late. No more kriya. That's what he questioned. That's what he asked. Only Rab Zeira Basrei, but Medvor, and when he went, do we say that after the Shiva, you lost your chance? Is Bachamisha Mesa Mitzah, the other five? Avol al Ovi Valimoi, Koreya Vahilech. Even after Shiva, you still take Kriya. So even though there's no Shiva anymore. So the Cheder, the same thing over here would be that there is Kriya, even though there's no Shiva, at least for your parents. At least for your parents. Maybe for others there isn't, but for your parents, there's Kriya. So, no raya. You know why you're tearing kriya for your parents? Not because of mitzvah of kriya. Ki tanya hi lekavod of imay. Pas nishda for your parents, you don't show the full mourning. That's why. Not because of the chiv of kriya. There's no kriya, chiv, no chiv of kriya. There's no shiva. But for your parents, you still do kriya. Shmur chayke because of kavod of imay. Different word altogether. Says Rashi. Korea v'helech achashiva. I forgot the lekish no shiva. Says more about tell about me learned. Yeah. Tesis wants to learn that even covered of the ima you don't have to do kriya or shmur chayka. It's only you heard it properly. You just didn't have a shirt to kriya. So therefore, so like you had a little bit of a chiv, a cover of ima, you do it afterwards. But if you chatchila heard a shmur chayke, there never was a chiv of shiva. There's nothing ever happened. You don't even have to do a kriya at all. There's not even kavra of aim. Yeah, exactly. But Taser brings a whole bunch of Rishonim who argue, so it's a big machlekes. I think about it. Tell me what we learned. Kol ha'omu b'parashas koinim, all those seven people, it says in parashas koinim, shekoinim metamla, and a koin is permitted to metamla to them, is ovel misabla le, and that's who you have to mourn. The Elohim, these are the seven. Ishta, your wife. Avi v'ima, your father and your mother. Achi v'achaisa, your brother and your sister. And b'no yibita, your son and your daughter. That's mehatayda. Haisifu aleya and came along and the Rabbanon added on to them. Achi, somebody's brother. V'achaisa hapsula mi'imai. What happens if he's only a half-brother? Only a half-brother. On your mother's side. Or a sister who is not married yet on your mother's side. And if it's a full-fledged sister, even though she's married to somebody else, you have to set up elas there as well. This was added on later. Okay, one second, Rashi. You don't have to share the same father. Because the pasuk is mashma, father, you share the same father. They added on later. It doesn't say when it was added on. It was added on later. Even the mother, Is that on later? Even the mother alone. Say, Shay's mother, yeah. Now we're talking about Avelis. Yeah, the Tumi can't add. The Tater says this and it. For Avelis, we add, when was Haisifa Alei? The whole year of Avelis. Okay, I guess if you learn that the first day is my Tater, so you can say Haisifa Alei, that means the Rabbanon, that added this on. But if you learn the whole Avelis from the Rabbanon, then how did it work? When was that? And when did the Haisifa Alei come along?
Yeah.
22 years. No. Yeah. Just said they cried. Didn't say what they did. Ukeshem shemis abul aleihem. Now this is interesting halacha. Just like your ma'abel, and there's a whole discussion why we don't do it today. Just like your ma'abel for these seven, so too you have to ma'abel for who these seven are ma'abel for. Kach mis'abel ashni in shalhem. If they are ma'abel for somebody, for them mother and father don't see, you, because these are one of your avelim, you have to ma'abel for them as well. But if your wife is sitting, Shiva, for her father, you have to sit in the avelis with her as well.
Your grandchildren.
Yeah, we'll soon see. Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shimon Lazar. Rabbi Shimon Lazar says, "Ain't a Miss Abel only out ben benoy valavi avi. The only one is since your children are sitting shiva for their children, you have to sit for them, and or your grandfather, your father sitting shiva for his father, you have to sit for them because it's related to you as well. But if your brother's mother-in-law." Nothing to do with you, or your father-in-law, nothing to do with you. That's what that's what they say. The Chachamim disagree. They go back to the Tanakhama. Kol shemis abul Allah. The Chachamim say that anyone that you're ma'abul for, misabul imoy, anyone that you have to ma'abul for, you misabul with, if they're singing avelus, you got to sit avelus with them. Talking about the Chachamim and Tanakhama, same thing. Do you have to be with them? Do we say that only if you're living with them or you're with them in the house and they're singing avelus, you're sitting avelus? But if you're not with them, you're somewhere else. You have to sit avelus with them? No. Or not. When you're there with your wife, since she is sitting by Vela's, you sit with her. But you're not in front of her, you don't have to. Rashi. You have to be with them. You have to be at least with them. Marukva passed away, the son of his father-in-law. He was going to sit also. Shiva Shloshim, Orav, when the Gaber went up to him. Ashki found him. Omalei, he said to him, Tzidusaya Bayis Lemechel. You think that you have to eat, what do you call it? Tzidusaya, you have to eat the meals of an oval? When do we say that you have to sit for your, what your wife sits is for her father and for her mother, her, your father-in-law and your mother-in-law. Tanya, we learned. If your father-in-law or mother-in-law passed away, only for those you have to, even though it's not your relative, but it's your wife's relative, and she's sitting shiva, so you have to sit with her. You're not allowed to force her. You want her to look beautiful all the time. You're not allowed to tell her during shiva for her parents, I want you to paint yourself and look young. You gotta sit with her and prav avelis. Her husband's parents passed away, she shouldn't go ahead and paint her beautiful herself. She has to join in, turn the bed over. So do we see from here, well, how far, how wide do we extend this thing that Ms. Abel Imoy only to her parents or his parents? Rashi.
It's not a full availus.
According to the question, why we don't do it today, but then we'll soon see. We'll talk about it. Yes, it is. We'll talk about it later. The app at the end of the Gemara. Tomorrow. The itzer kishi avela. A woman when she's an avela. The hainami kosher mis abel olav gan ishtay mis abel imay befanav. Why you together? Tidu naisu so udu dovel. You think you have to go join the tov for your brother-in-law and your sister-in-law? Kashina. Okay, back to the Gemara. The Tanida, we learned another brayse. Afapi, even though Shamru, they said Ein Rashay Loch. Even though you say you cannot force your wife to beautify yourself, Leah's Kachelus, the Leah's Pekesus, the Emes Amru, but they do say Moizeg is Loyasakoi. That during the shiva, she can still do other activities on behalf of her husband, not to paint herself, look young, but she should still dilute the wine, or matzas lemita, make the bed, or machatz leponivir aglav, and take care of him, bathe him. Kashina Dodis Chelastida. Here it says that she has to turn the bed over. There it says that if the wife is sitting shiva, the husband has to turn his bed over. And here it says that she makes his bed. How does that work? Ella shmamina must be kan b'chama v'chama. He said we limit that if your wife is sitting shiva, you have to join her only for her parents, your father-in-law and your mother-in-law. And kan b'shakrein, but her brother-in-law and her sister-in-law, all that other stuff, you don't have to join her. Shmamina is a good raya. Tanya Nami, how we learned, La Omru le covet ishtay. Why are you sitting avelis? It's not your avelis. It's to give covet to your wife. It's only when is it entail covet? Elach chamav the chamaisa bavad. Only if it's her parents, her father in law, and her mother in law. Rashi. Kashna dodi lachitoni matas le mitose. Vachitoni koifim turn the bed over. The shagri matas le mitose. All other craving, you don't have to sit avelis. You prepare the bed. So you're invited. Ameima shachiv le barbrei. Ameima's grand. So the Gemara start talking about your wife. What about your brothers? It said before, kol ha ma'abel olav mis abel imay. What about your brother sitting shiva for his brother-in-law, whatever it is? What happens then? So look quickly in Taisa there. I'm talking about shiva. Tesis el v'chama v'chamaisei. Vuhadin. So he has to sit for his wife only for her parents. Same thing is he noheges imoy b'chama v'chamaisei. He has to sit for his parents. V'hadik Tani Levi said before open statement. Kol shem misabel olav misabel imoy. Any of the seven that you said avelis for, when they're sitting avelis, you got to join them in their avelis. According to one opinion, only when you're there. B'chol shah kreim kamar. All other five, all six relatives. All six relatives, you got to sit for anyone that they sit on. Anyone that they sit on, their son, their brother, whatever it is, you got, whatever it is, you have to sit. Avol ishtoy, but for your wife, yesh chile b'chol ha'moysel shakrevim. Only for your wife, because your wife at chile is only a weaker one. So only for your wife, it's not your blood relative. You don't have to sit exactly. But if your brother is sitting shiva for his wife, you have to join him. Sitting shiva for his wife. For his mother, for anything that he's sitting shiva on, you have to join him if you're there. Papa. Why we don't do it today, we'll talk about it tomorrow.